We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to the second section of the 13th chapter. Vita b'Midrash Mishlei, Parshachaf Bet. And the Medrash on Mishlei says, Al ha-pasuk nivchal shem me'osher rav. The verse says, a good name is better than great wealth. Bo'orei kama shakulu shem tov. Come see how much a great name weighs. She'afilu yesh lo la'adam elef dinrei zav ve'lo kana shem tov. Even if a person has 1,000 gold dinars and he has not acquired a good name, lo kana klum. So as though he's acquired nothing. And the logic, says the Chafetz Chaim, going in line with the way he set things up earlier, why hasn't a person acquired a good name? Probably he hasn't used his wealth for doing acts of kindness. So what the Medrash is indicating, this is the Chafetz Chaim's understanding, the simple reading of the verse in the Medrash is that a good name is better than wealth. The Chafetz Chaim says, if you have wealth and you're doing good things with it, then you should have a good name. The only reason a person would have wealth and not a good name is because he has not done good things with his wealth, in which case, to what avail is his wealth? But quite the contrary, the wealth is something which is responsibility. And when his day of reckoning comes, he will have to explain al shelo asaba otzon hamafkid, why he did not use the wealth that he was given in the manner that God wanted. Meaning, we view wealth as responsibility. And God gives us assets in this world. He gives us intelligence. He gives us the capacity to talk, to understand, to learn, to teach. Every form of wealth is responsibility. A person that knows nothing has less responsibility. A person that's retarded has less responsibility. We were given intellect, we have more responsibility. A person was given the capacity to have more influence. He was given monetary wealth, then he has even more responsibility than the average person. And when his day comes, then in heaven they'll take him to task and they'll say, we gave you wealth so that you do something with it. What did you do with it? Whatever money a person has beyond his needs, then that's considered something that God gave us for safekeeping. It's not ours. What God gives us that are our needs, well, if we need that to live, that's why God gave it to us. But whatever God gives us beyond our needs, that we view as something God gave us for safekeeping to use properly. Shasau apotropus. God appointed us responsible to use it properly. Apotropus is a court appointed. Sometimes the court appoints someone who's responsible, a court appointed guardian. So he's responsible. Sometimes you have a guardian over someone's assets. Sometimes you have a guardian over children. So apotropus is a guardian. So we view the wealth that God gives us beyond our basic needs is wealth that God gives us to be a guardian over, to take care of the estate, to deal with it the way God would want us to. Al zel rachem ala umlalim. So the responsibility of one who has these assets is to have compassion over those that are embittered, v'ligmol chesed im atzrichim lazeh, and to do kindness with those that need it. Uchmo shekatav ha'alshich, and as the rabbi, who's known as the Alshich, wrote on the verse, in kesef tave et ami et ani imach, v'dome la'kotev nechasav le'echad mibanav. The verse says, when you lend money to the pauper, those that are with you, it's as though one is writing over his inheritance to one of his children. Shelo aso al apotropus dum dandatu. The halacha says, if you give all your assets to one child, we assume what you meant in your will is that that child should be responsible to allocate the assets between the other kids. That's our assumption. A person never thinks, I have 10 kids, I'll leave all my wealth to one. So if he writes in his will, I'm leaving my wealth to one son, we understand that to mean I'm leaving it to him to allocate to the others. I'm leaving him responsible as to the allocation. Because we assume a parent would never leave his other children without anything. So it turns out that even though he has all the assets, he's been given those assets as a responsibility. Kenu bazeh. And by the same token here, Hashem Yitbarach Hashir Techad. We say if God gave a tremendous amount of wealth to one person, it's like a parent that gave over his assets to one son. Hayitachen she'nech tashar ikam? Do we say he left all the other ones without anything? Halo gam hem banav, but the other ones are also God's children. Ela apotropos minahu, but the Al-Sheikh explains, the way we view it is that if God gave one person more wealth, then obviously God gave him the responsibility. He is the guardian. Lazun et adalim, to feed the poor. V'chelek adalim etzlo, odev al chelko. And that's why God gave him beyond what he needs. That's the portion that he's supposed to give the poor. Ad kan lishono, till here is the Al-Sheikh's explanation. V'zeo ma she'amar ha-katuv et'ani imach. That's why the verse says, when you give a loan to the poor that is with you, why does the poor call it? Why does the pasuk call the poor those that are with you? Hainu ma she'tzich le'ani al-echreach shelo, hu munach min chasecha avuro, al kenen nimnoa mimenu. That's what the pasuk is saying. It's with you. What the poor needs is with you. Sometimes a person thinks, I have $1 million, so I have a choice. Do I buy a yacht, or do I take a vacation out to Hawaii every 3 weeks, or do I give a little bit of my money to the poor? So the pasuk says, lend the poor that is with you. The words, that is with you, is an indication of the attitude we are supposed to have. That the Torah says, whatever you have beyond your basic needs, that's considered the money of the poor that is with you. God entrusted you with the responsibility of allocating that money to the poor, of allocating it correctly. So don't withhold it from him, because that extra money that God granted you is so that you can allocate it properly to the others that need it.